afternoon. I'm Tom Lounges. It's time for Midwest Beats. And today we've got a lot of different guests. We are sort of unplugging. We've got folk singer Robbie Folks, who is going to be at the Acorn Theater coming up in the next hour. Dave Rudolph will be joining us. I just got a text from Dave. He's got a show at Chicago Street Theater. And in studio with us right now, an old friend. Haven't seen him in many, many years, but he's been busy and been around the region. Cousin Dave Neely is here. Hey, Cousin Dave.
Howdy, folks. Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me back, and thanks for letting me bring Shelly with me.
Oh, well, yeah, she's a pretty girl. We never let pretty girls out.
That's always
she's here for the duration.
It's radio. You can't tell.
I have a face made for radio, I was told before I came here today, so I think that was a compliment, wasn't it?
Yeah, sure. We'll say that.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. You've been around a long time, and the last time I saw you, we were at that other station and doing a great show. And you were bringing stuff in from the Bedlam Brothers,
yes,
which was a long-running band here in Northwest Indiana.
My old buddy's the Bedlam Brothers band. In fact, we're doing a gig at the end of September to kind of get the things back together, a little reunion we call Palmer Fest out in the great town of Palmer, Indiana. So still seeing the boys. They're still around and very thankful for all of them. And can't mention the Bedlam Brothers without paying tribute to my friend Mike Dykes.
Right.
Who passed away to me very recently. I know it's been a while, but Mike was such an avid supporter of local music.
And I met him through the Highway Band.
Through the Highway Band. I was going to say, Mike, they were sort of synonymous, Mike and the Highway Band. That was his band and his project, and he loved them dearly. They loved him as well. But because of Mike and the Highway Band, we got to play Sugar Creek Original Music Festival down near Turkey Creek State Park.
That was a big deal
Turkey
for
Run.
A few years there. Is
it
that
was
still happening?
No, it sort of passed on with Mike, I think that you might be able to say. But Mike and Becky Dykes were the people that put that on every year, and bless their hearts, because of them, I got to meet so many wonderful musicians, and I still get to play music with some of the people I've met through Mike and through Sugar Creek. And Mike also turned me on to the organization GABA is in Macon, Georgia. It's the Georgia Allman Brothers Band Association. They have a friends and family reunion every year. Mike took me there in 1995, and I've been going back every year ever since.
Wow.
And they pay tribute to the music of the Allman Brothers. They do things in the community in the name of the Allman Brothers Band. And this year is going to be kind of bittersweet.
Because of Greg.
Because Greg passed away this year. And also Butch Trucks passed away this
year. That's right.
So it's going to be, I'm sure, tearful and a reunion. But the love down there is, you know, some of us old hippies still believe that love is possible and that we can live in love with other people. So,
and we need that more today than ever.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We need that now.
Do you think the Allman's event is going to continue on since almost all the originals are passed on now?
I believe that it will. And what's going on now down there is a lot of times it's the children of the stars. Like Dickie Betts' son has been down there, Dwayne Betts. Barry Oakley Jr.'s son plays down there. Devin Allman, he's played down there many times.
I had him on the show not long ago.
He's an awesome young man.
Yeah, he's very talented.
And a very personable guy. A lot of the people I've met down there are just real folks. I mean, you know, they all are. We all know that. But sometimes I get a little starstruck with the celebrities, you know. I've got to meet former members of the Allman Brothers Band. I actually got to go to breakfast with a guitar player from the Allman Brothers one night just because of my association with GABA. So I don't want to name drop too bad, but Jack
but
Pearson. I love Jack Pearson. He's, to me, you know, you don't want to say you have a favorite guitar player when there's so many good ones, and I know personally, but Jack's my favorite. So I love Jack Pearson. So anyway, that's been a great experience for me, though. And I just feel like the luckiest man in the world because I'm a wannabe. I know great players and great writers, and I don't think I'm one of those. But I think I've gotten to rub elbows with them and play music with them. And so by association, I'm in this music community.
But honestly, I think you shortchange yourself a lot because you have been a long-time cornerstone here in the acoustic Americana country style of music of Northwest Indiana. You've been here forever, as long as I've been here.
I appreciate that. And, yeah, I work at it, and I have been able to do some things. You know, I guess I'm better than I was when I was 12 when I started. So, yeah, I know I can play. But like I say, I just feel fortunate to really some legends of music. My goodness, the people in this area that can play. And you know all, you know, I don't have to name all of them because you've sat and talked to them and been to events with them and had them on your show. But I think we have the finest musicians in the world here.
It's like a best kept secret. Everyone looks at Chicago and forgets about Indiana. That's always been our problem.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, I got to mention one name, Kinsey Report.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my goodness, those guys are world class musicians and they're here. They're from mm-hmm. Gary. That's where
and
I'm
still
from.
Here.
Yes, and they're still here. And just, man, what an
you
awesome
know, I invited Donald to come in for a show like
yeah.
this, and it was such a good show that we wound up making it a two-hour special, and we carried it over to the following week. And it was not intended to be, but the man's loaded with stories. The history he's got of when they played with the Stones and they did all the stuff with Marley and Peter Tosh and, of course, their own stuff and their father, yes. who himself is a blues legend.
Big Daddy Kinsey.
Amazing stuff. And you're right. I mean, there's and today, more contemporary, the Steepwater Band.
Oh, Lord, yes.
International superstars playing
yeah.
all the festivals, opening for Deep Purple, Government Mule, Dave Davies, all these kind of guys, Paul Rodgers and Bad Company. And they're from Griffith, Indiana, originally. But, you know, the shame of it is, and it, not on them, on Chicagoland in this area, is that they have to say Steepwater Band from Chicago.
I know
granted, most of them live there now. But even when they were living here, they had to say that to get noticed. And that doesn't affect their talent.
No.
You know, but they still come back here. They still play here. They're still good friends of everyone in the community. The most humblest of guys, considering how much world success they've had. They're in Europe right now.
Yeah, very gracious guys. And I heard Jeff say one time, somebody told him, boy, of all the bands around here, I think you guys have the best chance to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff said, I've already made it. I play music every day. I'm doing what I love to do. And
What a great answer.
Good answer, yeah.
Wow. Now, you've been playing music every day for many, many years. You've hosted so many different open mic nights. You've had different bands. You are now doing a couple of different shows. Why don't we play a song to show your talent a little bit to the listeners? And Shelley, do you want to join them on this one?
Thank you. It would be my pleasure.
And then we're going to talk about Shelley's own pedigree, too. She's got quite a history here. And by all means, where are you guys playing tomorrow?
We'll be at the Mill Pond Festival in Union Mills, Indiana, and we are going to be playing from 1:30 to 4:30 on the main stage. I know that there's other acts playing that day, and there's fireworks that evening, and so that's tomorrow, which is Saturday, at Union Mills, Indiana.
This is your first time there?
Yes, and we're
this
super excited.
This is an annual
excited.
Fest. This is a pretty big
yeah,
deal.
It is a big deal.
That's what we've heard, yes.
Now, you guys do both originals, because Dave, you write a lot of music, originals and covers.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do here for us right now?
This is a song called The Year. I wrote this actually back when playing with the Bedlam Brothers band, and we have a recording of this song on our Bedlam Brothers CD, Out of the Madhouse and Into the Madness.
I remember that album.
Well, good.
Very very much.
But, yeah, this is an acoustic version of that song. And I want to say I've had a cold for the last several days, and I'm getting over it. And I took some cough syrup before I came here, and I forgot to take
If you not out, we'll elbow you.
I forgot to take the non-lousy. So it may not work out as good as we hoped it will. But we're going to give it a shot.
All right. You said this is called The Stage?
This is called The Year.
The Year. The Year.
This is kind of about lamenting old age and not accomplishing everything I wanted to yet.
Yeah, I think we can all relate
here
to
we
that.
Here we are.
This
Indeed.
Is Cousin
Indeed.
Dave Neely and Shelley Coy live on Midwest Beat.
Worked my whole life just to earn my daily bread. I never got rich, but I always kept my family fed. Lately it don't seem enough. I've put my dreams on hold. Now it feels like it's too late, 'cause I'm just getting old. And it don't get easier, it's harder every day. Time here quickly slips away, and I wonder what it is that life is all about. When I was young, it seemed so clear. Now my mind is filled with doubt,
of those things I need to do before my time on earth runs out, but I'm still here. Maybe this will be the year. I wake up every morning and I face another day. Handle all the things in life that get up in the way of me becoming what it is that I believe I should be. Awaiting some epiphany and hopes I'll clearly see. A sort of vindication for a lifetime spent in vain. It's so hard to see the sunshine through the rain. And I wonder what it is that life is all about. When I was young it seemed so clear, and now my mind is filled with doubt about those things I need to do before my time on earth runs out. But I'm still here. Maybe this be in the year. I'm still seeking answers to questions that weren't raised, aimlessly meandering in some esoteric haze, trying to make sense of things that have no rhyme or reason. Still trying to connect the pieces, having no cohesion. A blind pursuit of truth in a world that's filled with lies. Engulfed in darkness, waiting for the sunrise. And I wonder what it is life is all about. Seems so clear, and now my mind is filled with doubt about those things I need to do before my time on earth runs out. But I'm still here, and maybe this will be the year. Still hoping, maybe this will be our year. Still dreaming, maybe this will be the year.
All right.
Way to go, Dave.
Good stuff.
Way to go, Dave.
Now, is that an old song or a new song?
It was, it's probably about 10 years old now.
Okay.
I don't remember the exact time frame, but yeah, it was one that we put on, like I say, the Bedlam Brothers CD. So.
And that was the last album you guys did, correct?
That was it, yes. Out of the Madhouse into the Madness.
Madness.
The first one was Committed. Which I'm very grateful. You played some of that stuff from that one on the radio.
I played Madhouse, too.
You fulfilled my bucket list. So that's like one of the things I can cross off. Hear your tune playing in the car. So
there you go.
It was awesome, and we appreciate that a lot. So
not a problem. Now people are listening in their car right now to that song.
Oh, well, cool.
You know, hopefully audience. They're all
hopefully,
out there.
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah, this is a different audience than the last when I was doing commercial radio. This is NPR, of course, and we embrace all the Americana music, very much so. This is a big audience for the style of music you're doing. You mentioned the show that you're doing tomorrow in Union. What kind of show will we have? Is it just the two of you? Is it a full band?
No, it's our full band, the Midnight Stitches Band.
Okay.
And Shelley should probably tell you why it's called the Midnight Stitches.
All right, Shelley.
She has a little story about that. So.
Well, my stage name is Grace Escapes Me, and the Midnight Stitches Band was doing a little bit of a acoustic thing, trying to get back into the music again. Went out to a jam night that Cousin Dave was hosting, and I have to say, well, it's one of the wonderful things about Dave is that he has supported hosting jam nights throughout the region for so long.
Mm-hmm.
That gives all of the musicians an opportunity to go out and play and to jam with each other and enjoy music, and people that enjoy that, of course, to come and listen and watch. And so that is something that we're internally grateful for in the region, is that Dave has supplied us with this venue and this continuous stream of passion for music that we've been able to enjoy. So my bass player and I went out to see Cousin Dave and do a little jamming, because we had a gig coming up, our first gig. And
Is that as the Stitches Band?
We didn't have a name yet.
Okay.
We got a gig after our first jam night at the Eagles Lodge in Valpo. Shout out to them. And so we were going out to practice up a little bit. We got to the, American Legion.
American Legion in Cedar Lake.
Cedar Lake, yep.
Yes.
And so we
great
showed up.
Great supporters of local music.
Absolutely. We played a good set, was taking my guitar out to the car, came back in, ran back out again. I kept saying before this jam night how much I needed a lead guitar player. I kept saying, I really need a lead player, I really need a lead player. Well, as I was going out of the door of the American Legion, I tripped on the steps, and I think I caught the bell bottoms on the bottom of my shoe. Seriously, not that many beers involved. Went flying across the drive, ended up cracking my head open on a curb. 6 stitches at midnight in the emergency room that evening. So the name Midnight Stitches was born, as well as Grace Escapes Me. And thank you, John Edgington Management, for that. But the greatest thing that came out of it is that I actually was able to get a lead player for the band, which is Cousin Dave, because Cousin Dave was then called upon because I could not play guitar after I fell on my wrists and other things. Could still sing, but I couldn't play, and we had a gig coming. So I went, please, Dave, will you help? And he joined, and we haven't let him go yet. He keeps sometimes trying to, you know, he's got so many different interests, it's hard to nail him down. Mm-hmm. But we've been super blessed and so excited to have him as our guitar player in the band then.
So how long ago was that?
That was just about a little over a year ago.
Okay.
So I'd say March 2016, you played that St. Patrick's gig with us.
Yes.
After a couple weeks of learning every song we knew.
Now, what style is that band?
We're doing covers. We're a cover band, and we do rock and roll, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. We really don't delve into the 2000s too much, so we keep those four decades.
I can't relate to that music myself. But
I can relate, but our audience seems to appreciate the four decades we're covering.
Mm-hmm.
So we've
well, what's a favorite?
Do
you want to do a cover?
Sure. We'll do something,
That you do.
That we can do on an acoustic Capo 3.
Okay.
Landslide, right?
Sure.
Yeah. We'll do a cover by Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks, of course, and Dave's got a guitar, so it's one we can do here. Hopefully I can sing this well for you today. So here we go.
We'll give it a shot.
I took my love and I took it down. I climbed that mountain and I turned around. Then I saw my reflection in a snow-covered hill, and that landslide, it brought it down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can this child within my heart rise above? Can I handle the changing ocean tide? Can I handle the seasons of my life? Oh, yeah, I don't know. I've been afraid of changing because I've built my whole life around. But time, it makes you older. Even children, they get older, and I'm getting older too. Mirror in the sky, what is love? Can this child within my heart rise above? Can I handle the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? I've been afraid of changing, because I've built my whole life around you. But time, it makes you older, even children they get older, and I'm getting older too. Yeah, the short version. Thanks, Dave. Thank you for having me sing
Sounded
that song.
Nice.
I hope it was okay for everyone. I appreciate that.
Some Fleetwood Mac, and that if you just tuned in, that's Shelley Coy along with Cousin Dave Neely. They are our guests in studio. Coming up in just about 15 minutes or so, we'll talk to Dave Rudolph. Coming up a little later today, the second hour, Robbie Foulkes, international folk singer, who is coming to Three Oaks, Michigan's Acorn Theater. Dave Rudolph will be here this Sunday at the Chicago Street Theater in Valparaiso. And you guys are going to be at Union Mills tomorrow. Just so many shows coming up here.
Yeah. And I want to talk just a little bit about some of the other things I'm doing, just
sure.
to give them a little bit of a plug. For one thing, the Town Pub in Lowell, and we've been doing an open mic there for 3 years now. And it's
what day is that?
That's on Wednesday nights from 7 to 11, and starting to get a little interest, getting some great players. We get some great players out, so...
And well, 3 years is a long run. I'd say you probably had interest for a while now.
Yeah, I'm thinking we're doing pretty well. and I have to thank the owner of On the Rocks in Portage, Robin Bender, is the one who got me into that gig. She suggested me to the owner there, Mike Stanton. It's his name, the Stantons, Debbie and Mike. They are just such wonderful people. I can't say enough kind things about them, because there's been days when I know they were paying out of their pocket to mm-hmm. be able to have the jam. And just because they stuck with us and, you know, said, hey, we're going to make this work. And it's starting to. So I appreciate it. And, you know, like I say, what a great bunch of people. And we get some real nice folks come out there, too. I love all you guys that come out to the Town Pub, if you're listening, you know. So.
Now, that's Wednesday night. What times?
It's 7 to 11 p.m.
7 to 11.
Yeah.
And Wednesday's is that a good night for people to come out
in
today's world with work and double jobs and school?
It's probably not, which is what amazes me that we've been able to get away with it. And it's just the fact that it's kind of early. You know, 7 to 11 is, you know, that's not like being out till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And I know on a school night it's kind of tough. But
do you get younger kids, or is it
21
and over? We've been
getting some. It's 21 and over.
Okay.
Yeah. And we do get some young players, but... yeah, we get all kinds of people in there to play, and I it's just me. I host the open mic, but some nights we have a drummer and a bass player and horn players and keyboard players, and people tend to show up. And I'm telling you, we have some amazing music some nights, and it blows my mind. It's a small bar, so they can't really afford a house band, so mm-hmm. I just do what I can. I try to fill in whoever comes up. I even have some people that just come and sing, and I try to accompany them, you know. We're not karaoke, but
right.
we do the best we can.
Now, is it strictly acoustic? It sounds like it's
like
full,
whatever,
anything goes.
Whatever happens, okay. That's what's so amazing about it. We've had some, I'm telling you, amazing music. It's like you just look at each other and you say, yes, this is why we play music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like chasing the ghost, except right. you catch the ghost sometimes, and those are the nights that are good.
You know what's interesting, and you and I have both been in the region music scene for decades. I'm seeing a cycle where it's coming back now. You mentioned the jam nights are coming back. We're seeing a lot more networking than we had in the last 15, 20 years. People like Bob Mandarino is doing
yes.
his. Andy Sutton is doing his. You're doing yours. More and more jam nights are succeeding, and we're seeing bigger names and better talents coming out. It's no longer just the kids that can't get a gig anywhere that used to be the staples of jam nights. You know, up and comings wanting to get but didn't have a name or reputation. Now we're getting seasoned musicians coming out and sitting in for free just because they love music. That, to me, says something about Northwest Indiana.
And we are working on our craft. And not just me, but all the musicians that I know, it seems like we are there's a regional sound. I can't put my finger on it quite. But we are doing this in the jam nights. We are working these things out and playing with other musicians, and you find common ground. And some of the guys that I play with, I don't even have to rehearse with. They show up somewhere, and we play music, and it sounds like music because we have been working at it. We have been playing together, and it's a really cool thing. I'm really glad to be part of it. I've told you earlier, I feel fortunate to be part of it. I still feel fortunate to be part of it. I wanted to mention my friend Jeff Blatherwick, too. He has been doing a project he calls the Yard Goats. It's basically Jeff's company, and he has these rotating musicians that he performs with. I am fortunate enough to be one. Justin King is one of the musicians.
Just worked with him. He was here last week.
Dave Dering is one of the musicians that plays with Jeff. Eddie Fell, a drummer that works with us. Andy Sutton has been. Actually, he calls the band that I play with the Sticky Scissors Band.
Okay.
So I'm a Sticky Scissors member. And
a goat.
And a goat. And a yard goat. I actually have been a yard goat. So, but Jeff has just been wonderful for me because he saw a lazy old man wasn't doing anything, and he decided to get me off my butt and make me play some music, and he has. And I hope he's listening because I appreciate him a whole lot. And we played last night at Pickups in Chicago Heights.
Is that Linwood?
It's Chicago Heights, actually, but it's on Torrance Avenue. And they have been real kind to us, too. Pickups has. We've been playing there every Thursday for bike night.
Okay.
So, you know, I've kind of like, I'm a substitute musician. You know, remember in school you had substitute teachers. They come in for the day, do the best they could. That's kind of been me. So many people have, well, like Shelley said, you know, that's how I started with Midnight Stitches. They needed a hand, and I came in to help them out. So I get almost too many projects going sometimes, but what an education it's been. I've been able to sit in with the Rebecca Ann Band. I don't know if you know Rebecca.
No, I'm not.
But she plays some of those gigs up in Wine Country, outdoor gigs, the Sangria festivals and stuff, and I've had a chance to do that with her. And, you know, it's just because somebody needed a helping hand. In fact, I wrote a band, a song about it. It's called Side Man.
So maybe we can get to that today.
I'm not going to be able to play that one for you, but, you know, next time.
All right.
Next time. When
gives us a reason to invite you
back.
There
you go. I like that. So.
And Shelley, you have some credentials in the region, too. And speaking of getting off your butt and getting back into it, like Dave said, you were with Ransom.
Absolutely.
Which was a huge band out
first
here
rendition.
For a long time.
Yeah.
Also a former member of Ransom.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I got to that, too.
Yeah. Now, after me, though, right, Dave?
Yes.
Yeah, you're after
a
me.
A different era.
Because
now, you stopped for a while.
Indeed. I actually got what they call a real job. So for 20-plus years, I worked in higher education and climbed the ladder at the local universities. And then in May of 2015, decided not for me. Okay. And walked away from a career, and that's when I picked up the guitar again and decided, let's try this. And in the meantime, while I looked for something different to do, and it has really taken off more than I expected. And I have to do a shout out to the band members that we haven't mentioned, which is the drummer of Midnight Stitches, which is Jerry Burman McLean. Hope he's listening out there. And then our bass player, Jerry Hootnick, who, of course, has been in a few bands as well. So I had to get that in there. And management, John Edgington, and you know who you are, Stephanie Martin. So anyway, the Ransom Band, amazing. We played for years in the region at all the local clubs. It was hard to find jobs after a while in live music when DJ started. And the business kind of, along with the DUIs and the DJs, went the demise of
I don't think we've recovered from that, really.
Yeah.
I don't think we really have. And then it became the situation where clubs didn't want any original music anymore. It was everybody had to play Brown Eyed Girl six times a night.
Right.
And the DJ, the same thing. I mean, the DJ said to play Electric Slide six times a night. You know, it got frustrating because I was in that club thing doing the DJ thing for a while. And I didn't last long in it because it just drove me nuts. It was monotonous.
Yeah.
Kind of like commercial radio, which is why I love NPR. And you need to support it. So get out there and support NPR and keep
love
us doing
it.
This.
Love it.
A little bell ring in there for the station.
Indeed.
But how has it changed for you now that you're back into it? You're older, you're more seasoned, you're kind of picking and choosing what you want to do. You're not jobbing as much. I mean, you guys were working constantly.
Absolutely. Every week, four nights a week, we were playing sometimes. I remember driving to Michigan City for a club. We did a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night gig, and that was a tough one to pull off.
Mm-hmm.
Older, key word. Wiser, not so much probably, which is good because otherwise I wouldn't be being a starving artist right now. But I think when you go out now, there's a new appreciation for music again. Mm-hmm. I can feel this energy that people are actually coming out to enjoy live music. And mostly thanks to the quality of musicians that we have in this area, Cousin Dave and everyone who's been mentioned. And the venues that are starting to support live music again, whether it's an acoustic act out on the patio, or it's a full band inside, or it's a festival, or at the Harley dealer, we did a benefit not too long ago. There are just so many opportunities now where people are, I think, getting over the DJ karaoke phase.
Right.
And they're starting to enjoy artistry.
A lot of it has to do with, we've talked about this on the show before with other artists, the craft brewery situation.
You got it, right.
They are, those are people that know what they want. Mm-hmm. They're a cut from the pack, so to speak, and they don't want to hear the same cover songs. Like, they don't want to drink the same beers as everybody.
Right.
They have a unique personality, unique taste.
Indeed.
So I think that has really enriched the original music scene again.
It has. And I know with Midnight Stitches, we try to divert from the usual suspects of cover music, but it's difficult because people do really enjoy those old standards
right.
that they
And you
know.
Have to do what they come to
exactly.
hear.
Exactly.
But do you
exactly.
get to slip in some originals when you do those? Or
not yet with this band,
okay.
no. That's going to be Girl with Guitar, which is a little plug there. That's going to be my next project.
All right. Very
Stay
good.
Stay tuned for Girl with Guitar.
let's plug your shows coming up again. Is there a website? Is there a way they can keep up with you, Dave? I mean, you got so many projects going.
Well, a Facebook for me works because it's there, and almost all the musicians I know are on Facebook. So my page is David Neely now. It used to be Cousin Dave, and the Facebook police said I can't do that anymore.
Why?
So I don't know.
That makes no sense.
But
that's your stage name.
I know that they were quite adamant about it, so and I'm grateful for the service. It's a free service, so mm-hmm. I'm not complaining, mind mm-hmm. you. Just getting it out there, you know.
But so David Neely?
David Neely on Facebook, and then if you see my picture there, my picture has Cousin Dave on it, so you'll know you're at the right place. So.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank some of the people that run those sites that we use, like Charlotte.
And,
the Rock and Rollers.
Absolutely.
Rock and Rollers.
Yeah.
Wow, what a great idea. And mm-hmm. those people are so nice.
Wonderful
people. 1,200 people in there
I
now.
Know.
It's growing leaps and bounds. We just did the annual picnic, and if you want to be invited to those kind of things, you got to join the Rock and Rollers. And it's easy to do. Get on Facebook and say, can I join? I love mm-hmm. music. And there's a network of musicians right there.
Absolutely, yes. And it's wonderful. And it's all, you know, free. Free
yeah.
advertising and networking, as you say, with musicians. And because of Facebook, I can see where my friends are playing and, you know, what's going on in the area. And that's just a great thing. So, like I said, I'm not complaining.
Right.
I'm David Neely on Facebook now. So
I'm waiting for them to hit Grace Escapes Me. Because they haven't got to me yet.
Well, somebody
is that you on Facebook?
Yeah, that's my Facebook. Grace Escapes Me. But we do have a Midnight Stitches Band Facebook page as well.
Okay.
Yeah, and somebody complained about my name is why they told me. Somebody said, that's not your real name. And I understand for security reasons. If it's for national security, okay, I'm behind it. Because
Big Brother is watching
Big Brother's watching, but, you know, there's a lot of other people watching, too. We need to be on the lookout.
You subversive hippies.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I was one of the worst. So.
And now I ruined it because I said it on radio.
There you go. Now they're going to come down on you.
No, I'm really in trouble.
So you got the big gig in Union Mills tomorrow, and that is with Midnight Stitches. What is your next gig as a solo artist?
Let me think. Next week I'm playing at Pickups again on Thursday for Bike Night, and we're also playing at Pickups Big Party of the Year on Saturday with the Sticky Scissors Band.
Okay.
And September 1st I'll be playing with the South County Cousins Band, which is a brand new one. We have not played anywhere yet. But
you make me dizzy.
It's making me dizzy, believe me. It's getting kind of rough, but... anyway, the South County Cousins Band, which is myself, Keith Kolecki, and Rich Downing, some of the finest players in the area, and for some reason they like to hang out with me on Wednesdays at the Town Pub. So because this was at the Town Pub in Lowell, I wanted to include them in it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's coming up for me so far.
All right. We are going to be back with Shelley and Cousin Dave. They're not going anywhere. We've got them tied to the chair, and they're going to be with us for the next hour as well. We're going to take a short pause right now and bring another guest on. But first, we're going to play a song from him and tell you where he's going to be. He's going to be this Sunday, August 27th, at Chicago Street Theater in Valparaiso. It's an intimate venue, and I love going there. In fact, I'm going to try and make it out on Sunday since I just found out about this show. Let's do a song from him, and then we'll bring him on. This is a longtime musician from Chicagoland. This is Fun in the Sun, Dave Rudolph.
Well, we might be slightly past our prime. Go, daddy, go, daddy, go, daddy, go. But the parts do work and our credit's fine. The beach, or on the summer block, picks over now. We're done. Suck those bellies in. We're gonna turn back time, have some fun in the sun. We're gonna turn back time, have some fun in the sun. Surfboards too. Go, daddy, go, daddy, go, daddy, go. We got spending cash, but not the slightest clue. Go, daddy, go, daddy, go, daddy, go. Put on a pair of shades. Check out the girls watching Jessie's run. Put the beach boys on. We're gonna turn back time, have some fun in the sun. We're gonna turn back time, have some fun in the sun. We got the money, we got my power. We might even check out Dead Man's Curve. We just bring a light and a moment to serve.
Dave Rudolph, Fun in the Sun, and you can have a little fun in the sun this Sunday, August 27th. Dave is going to be in the region in Valparaiso at Chicago Street Theater. Our good friend Paul Brown is presenting a beach party. Dave, are you with us?
Sure am.
Hey, good to talk to you. I don't know if you remember or not. We did shows together back in the 1980s. You used to play a lot of the festivals for me, a lot of the kids' shows.
Yes, yes, I do remember. Now that you mentioned it, I didn't put it together until that moment, but you know, I'm old. So.
So am I. That was the old Ultimate days back at the different festivals in the south side of Chicago. Now, you've been doing this a very long time, and you are a Grammy-nominated children's artist. You've won multiple Parents' Choice Awards. You've won all sorts of different accolades over the years. What got you into doing children's music?
Well, you know, I do adult stuff, too. I've got of the 34 albums I've got, 13 of them are kids, and then the rest are adults. But I started having children of my own. That kind of was a tipping point for that. And had a real good time doing that stuff. So I've always done that. And I take my kids to shows, and I thought, why not develop a show of my own? So,
yeah. Are you surprised at how well children's music did for you?
I don't know. Yeah, it's been good. I've enjoyed it a lot. So I love doing it. I love being able to do a bunch of different kinds of shows. That's important for me.
Mm-hmm. And you have
a bunch of different children. Yeah.
You have a lot of different shows that you do out there. And, of course, people can keep up with you at daverudolph.com, and that's R-U-D-O-L-F. The show coming Sunday to Chicago Street Theater is a beach party. Yes. Tell us what to expect. And is this more family-oriented, where it's adults and kids? Or?
Yeah, I kind of let the audience dictate where I go with it, but that's the plan, is to be as a family thing. So we'll do stuff like... We'll do a Jimmy Buffett or a Bob Marley song, but we'll also, or something from my album, but we'll also do like interactive stuff for kids. My shows, kid shows, as you know, are totally interactive. We'll have
mm-hmm.
hula hoops, limbo sticks. We'll have shakers there for the kids, so they get to be on stage all the time.
Now, is this a solo show that you're doing? A lot of your shows are solo, as I recall.
But I'm bringing my keyboard player with me. John Chorney is going to be there too. It's fabulous.
Are you
exactly right here with me now?
Oh,
yeah. Hi, John.
Hi, John. Now, you're doing two shows right now. We caught you between shows. Where are you at today, and what are you doing?
I'm at the Early Learning Center in Crete, Illinois. We did a show this morning. We're doing another one this afternoon. Kid shows, yeah.
Okay. Are they?
And then tomorrow we're doing a huge festival that I'm helping run, an acoustic, Southland Acoustic Festival here in Park Forest, with a lot of people you know, like Eric Lambert and Small Potatoes and all that stuff. We're doing a festival here tomorrow. So.
Wow.
Come to you guys.
Definitely. Well, we got to get you to come down to the studio one of these days and bring your guitar and just sit in with us and talk more about this. Maybe get Eric and a few of the guys. Eric's been down here before, and have a little jam session down here.
Oh, I'd love to do that. Yeah, and I'll send you some of the adult albums, too. We just put out two new ones this year. One was an R&B album called Pale Soul, and the other one is this thorny thing called Life, which are getting great reviews. So I'll be glad to do that anytime. So
okay. Well, we'll definitely...
You've got my contact information
mm-hmm.
now.
Now, are you recording the adult stuff as Dave Rudolph as well, or is it a band name?
No, it's Dave Rudolph, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm taking all the blame for him. I believe in quantity over quality. There may be a lot of... They may suck, but there's a lot of fucking...
Well, that's all.
You know, I have the funny Christmas parody album, too.
You know? Exactly. You do a lot of different shows, too. We need to let people know there's the beach party, there's the kids show, the adult show. You've got different workshops that you do. Now, with the workshops,
right.
tell me how that works.
Well, I have a couple different workshops. I have a music workshop that we talk about the business of music, because I've been in the business for a long time, and I've owned agencies and all that kind of stuff. So we talk about the details. And then I also have a writing workshop, which I also do. So we talk about how to write and stuff that makes your life easier and all that kind of stuff. So so there's those workshops. And then we have the adult shows. I have a British invasion show. I have a beach show. I have an acoustic show. And then I have a music show. And then we have a completely cracked Christmas show. So, you know, it keeps me from getting bored.
Wow. I definitely got to talk to you about coming out and doing some of my events again. I'm working with some different festivals and fairs.
We just did
the Lakeshore Tent at the Lake County Fair, and love to get maybe your beach show or British Invasion show out there. And, you know, Jimmy Buffett is always in style, and so is the Brits.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I'd love to do it.
Now, this show on Sunday, I understand it's at 7 p.m. There's no opening act. It's you and, obviously, your keyboard player all night. How long will the show last? Is it multiple sets? Is it one long show?
No, I think it's just the one set. So it's about an hour show and stuff. Your kids have shelf lives, so you don't want to run them too long.
Right. You take that break, and they're ready to go home.
Well, yeah, and I keep them going, too, the entire time. There's stuff. They're up either doing something on stage or in the audience they're doing something. I don't. Yeah, with the secret with kids is not giving them time to think about things.
Right. Well, as we mentioned,
keep moving.
As we mentioned, 30 plus albums, and you've been doing this at least since the early 80s that I know of. What got you into music?
70s.
Okay. Even longer.
Yeah.
What got you into this? What got you into this?
Well, I've always loved it. I even did it in high school and stuff. And then when I graduated from college, I did it part-time for a couple of years, and then I decided that's what I really want to do. And I love creating, the art of creating. I love performing. And I kind of treat the two differently, too. The recording is different than performance. Performance is a whole different aspect to it, you know, if you know what I'm saying.
Because mm-hmm.
there you're trying to entertain an audience. So you can't get this ego thing about, oh, I have to do original material or that. You know, you have to appease the audience. That's what they're coming to see you. So.
Now, your shows are a mix of both. You do some great treatments of famous cover songs. Kiss the Girl from Little Mermaid, you do that.
Right.
Jump in Line.
I wrote for Disney, you know.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I wrote. Well, I had a weird, weird career.
Okay.
About 17 years ago, I did the pilot for the all-new Captain Kangaroo. I was supposed to be the new Captain Kangaroo. That's a whole other story. But I wrote for Disney. I've got Grammy nomination with stuff I've written for Disney before, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you are similar in many ways then to Ralph Covert in Ralph's World.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember him telling me same thing. Well, I had a kid, and I decided to make music for the kid and thought I'd turn it into a career. And you kind of said the same thing, and you both wound up working with Disney, and you both got a lot of accolades from that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, he used to be the Bad Example, the rock band.
Right, right.
Yeah, so.
What else is coming up? Obviously, we got the show Sunday, 7 p.m. At the Chicago Street Theater, and people can get tickets for that at www.chicagostreet.org, or we'll give the box office as well, which is 219-464-1636, 464-1636, if you want tickets for Sunday's show. Dave, what else you got coming up? And I know you got to get back and get going, so we'll let you go here, but what do you got on the horizon?
I've got some shows in September. I'm at Moni Fest. We're doing a British Invasion with John and my guitar player, Mark Adrian, who's a really good guitar player. I'll probably be a little hobbled by then. On Tuesday, I go in for rotator cuff surgery.
Ooh.
So it's going to be weird doing a show where I'm not playing guitar. Although I'm still not giving up on that yet.
Well, hopefully,
I got a bunch of shows in September, and then we start the Halloween season, and I do a lot of Halloween shows.
I don't know how you keep going. I mean, you are doing so many shows. I just opened your website here, and it seems like you're playing almost every day, and like today, two shows a day.
Yeah, well, you know, if you don't move forward, you move backwards as far as I'm concerned.
So. Right, right. Well, again, yeah. Keep up with Dave Rudolph, daverudolph.com, and that's R-U-D-O-L-F, daverudolph.com, for all the information on this amazing artist. And you get to, I imagine you've got some of your songs up here for people to listen to. I know there's some videos, correct?
Yes, there's some stuff we did live in the studio, and then there's various things that people have videoed me when I was performing live and stuff, too. So there's all kinds of stuff up on the internet. The interesting one is the acoustic live one. We did those live in a recording studio. So.
Okay.
We taped them while we did it. So.
We'll have to check that out. Well, I definitely want to talk to you about coming in and doing a full show with me, and we'll play the adult and the kid stuff, sure. And we'll just have some fun.
I'll bring John in, too. We can do it together. Yeah.
Bring his little Casio.
He is a phenomenal keyboard player, too. He played with a lot of big acts, too. So the players in my bands are really good. I'm pretty damn lucky. So.
Good deal. All right, Dave Rudolph, right. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to play your version of Harry Belafonte's Jump in Line.
Shake, 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 Sonora. Shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sonora. Shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sonora. Work your body line. Work, 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 Sonora. Work it all the time. My girl's name is Sonora. I tell your friends I adore her. And when she dances, oh brother, she's a hurricane in all kinds of ways. Jumping the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe in jumping the line. Rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you jump in the line. Rock your body in time. Walk it. I believe you jump in the line. Rock your body in time. Shake, 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 Sonora. Shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sonora. Shake it all the time. Work, work, work,
work, Sonora. Work your body line. Work, 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 Sonora. Work it all the time. You can talk about cha-cha, tango, waltz, or derumba. Sonora dance has no title. You jump in the saddle, hold on to the bottle. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe in jumping the line, rock your body in time. Rock your body, child. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe in jumping the line, rock your body in time. Yes! Shake, 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 Sonora. Shake your body in line. Shake, 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 Sonora. Shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sonora. Work your body line, yeah. Work, 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 Sonora. Work it all the time. Sonora, she's a sensation, the reason for aviation. And fellas, you got to watch it. When she winds up a bottom, she goes like a rock. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Yup, you get it. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Oh, yes. Shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sonora. Shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sonora. Work your body line. Work, 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 Sonora. Work it all the time. Sonora dances calypso. Left to right is a tempo. And when she gets a sensation, she goes up in the air, come down in slow motion. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Whoa, baby. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Somebody help me. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Oh, yes. Shake, 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 Sonora. Shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sonora. Shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sonora.
I always think of a sexy young Winona Ryder when I hear that song. Floating Up the Staircase. Good stuff there. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice, absolutely.
What a great song. You know, Harry Belafonte, such a great songwriter. Dave Rudolph just joined us and still in the studio with us, Cousin Dave Neely and Shelley Coy. They're going to be back on the other side. We're also going to have Robbie Foulkes. And, oh my gosh, I hear James Bond. That must mean it's time for some birthday shout-outs, because today, of course, is Sean Connery's birthday. Yay! Happy birthday, Sean, turning 86 years old today. There's some other birthdays in the house. Rachel Ray, TV food host, turning 48. I know it's not polite to give a lady's age, so I whispered it. Also, Jeff Tweedy of Wilco, great singer-songwriter in his own right, and Billy Ray Cyrus. And, of course, also on the birthday hit parade, cranking it up a little bit, we got Rob Halford of Judas Priest, the British god of metal, and 65 years old for Rob. And, of course, we cannot forget the mass marketing genius and bass guitar god himself, Gene Simmons of Kiss.
Doctor Love.
I got the cure you're thinking of.
Doctor Love. This is 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore. Listener-supported public radio in Northwest Indiana. WLPR FM, Lowell.